And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
La-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 125 for July 2nd, 2015. Old School at the Movies, brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows, like All Wine Aside, Anything Goes, and The Spanish Announce Table. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Without further ado, let's get into our panel for this week. We've come to it. Episode 100 in a row. The Iron Man finally breaks 100. Heavy set.
100, it's a fuzzy number because of everything that's gone on. I think it's 100, but there are some holes in there because of episode conflicts and whatnot. Technically, I think it's 102.
Don't break the fourth wall, man. You're ruining the moment.
Well, no. Still technically, even after this week, I'm definitely the Iron Man compared to anybody, so fuck it.
I think the next guy's Carnage at like 4.
Yeah.
Which I got to say, Tim motherfucking Hortons, for those who haven't seen the tweets on Twitter, and it was retweeted by, I think, oldschoolmovies.net. I finally had Tim Hortons. Nutella donut it's good. I wouldn't definitely, I definitely have it again, but Timbits are legit.
Oh, shit. We got a fan of the Timbits.
If I went back, I would definitely probably get more Timbits.
What's great is you can get, I don't know how much they sell them over there, but you get like 40 for $3 or something. It's like fucking so cheap. And you can just, these little things you pop, essentially they take the middle part of the donut you don't use and make a tiny little round donut with it. And they're fucking awesome.
Isn't that a donut hole?
Yeah, that's their version of a donut hole.
No, they're not called donut holes. They're called Timbits.
Tomato.
True. But
speaking of that guy,
they are great.
Carnage.
Screw Peace. What's up?
Hold on. Isn't it Screw Peace? Here is Carnage?
It's Carnage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on now. Breaking the fourth wall. Come on.
That's fucking Heavy's fault. You got me all into it because I want with Timbits now.
Well, first off, we need to point out that the first time in history of this show has to be that the Canadian is outnumbered.
Yeah.
USA.
On the
USA.
USA.
On the same week of the America's Independence Day of 4th of July. I think there needs to be a little U.S. sound clip right now.
Yeah.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
America.
America. America.
America.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Heavy set. We've been talking about a Chris Farley documentary for a couple of weeks now. And sure enough, we got a trailer for it. It was funny. Like, I saw it on BuzzFeed and I'm like, okay, he's putting this in the show notes for sure. So fuck it. I beat him to it. And actually he's like, and then you're saying, you're going to go put it in the show notes. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's already there.
Yeah, I went to go put it in and then I seen like that was first. And I'm like, I know I didn't put it in here. I'm like, I knew it was one of you two, so yeah, perfect. There's like the weeks that I don't get the show notes. And here's one that you sent me the show notes.
I actually sent you the show notes this week.
Yeah, you sent me the show notes, and I was about to put a link in, and you beat me to it, so it's perfect timing.
There you go.
And you could edit the show notes this week.
That's perfect, yeah. Okay, this is I Am Chris Farley.
Anytime you get to talk about Chris Farley, it's a good day, man.
Well,
funniest guy ever. It was nuts, nuts.
When I walked through Chicago with him, oh my God, it's Chris Farley, it's Chris Farley, it's Chris Farley.
Everybody cries for this, right?
Don't give up, Richard. Natural ability, just natural.
I haven't had sex with a woman.
I don't know how that works.
Make like an egg and beat it.
And he was infectious. And he was kind. And he was a puppy dog.
He was this boy that wanted to do good. But then there was this other side of him. So his whole life was this constant battle.
Success in show business does not always create the best version of people.
And also thinking that you have the physical capacity to handle it. Which, you know, you may think that you can handle it.
It's not going to change me. I'm going to be the same old Chris.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
It's a tough thing to deal with that kind of fame when you're that famous. And if it happens fast, it's almost lethal.
You can't walk around being funny all the time. You have to be yourself sometimes, and you have to be alone sometimes.
I mean, you don't die at 33. It didn't happen.
It comes up in something in my mind every day. And I think it will forever.
The poor world only got to see this part of the iceberg that is Chris.
It may not be Ken doll, but it comes together and it's extremely attractive.
It's just the physicality. You saw his quality as an actor there.
You know, when everybody's deciding who's the funniest, you go, Farley was the funniest.
Our generation was into him.
And Chris just stops and he turns me right at the edge of the curtains and goes, this is what we're going to do for the rest of our lives.
There's a category of people that I work with that are infuriatingly talented. As long as they're in this world, I think you always recognize whatever it is when you see it. You're always drawn to that.
I am Chris Farley. I'm really glad they were able to get the footage of like SNL and all that. So that's pretty much the only thing I was concerned of. And they got all the people who work with him, all kinds of SNL people. Yeah, it's going to be something I'm going to definitely check out. I have great memories of that SNL cast in the 90s. That's when I really got into SNL and watched it religiously every week. And Farley was one of those standouts, man. Just great talent. Died way too soon. Heavyset, your thoughts?
I can't wait. I really cannot wait. It very much reminds me of, like I had hoped, that it would be the movie version of the book. Granted, it's not going to be that normal version of where, you know, it's something's taken directly from it and all this kind of stuff. But there's certain things that I know that these stories of Chris Farley that people have told in the book that they're going to mention, like the guy that he went to college with. I know exactly what part of the trailer he's in because he says, I know they did a talent show in college before they were going to graduate. And Chris turned to him and said, you know, this is what we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives. And all this kind of stuff. And that's how he wanted to get into acting. And Tom Arnold is another good one. I know he had a lot to do with Chris's sobriety battle as a guy that Chris always confided in Tom Arnold and a lot of stuff. And he always and Tom Arnold tried to help him. Words escape me. I'm looking forward to this so much. All I want is I wanted there to be a physical copy. And as much as I love Chris Farley, I don't own a lot of his stuff, but this will be something that I plan on buying ASAP as soon as it comes out. Can't wait.
Karen, are you into this movie? You going to check it out?
Yeah, most definitely, man. It's just sad and tragic that a lot of people, you know, when they start burning bright real, real good, it's like they just get taken away. There's many people in history that have been great at what they do, like super stupendous, man. And they just get taken away. Robin Williams, Belushi, Farley. I'm definitely going to check it out, man. It'll be good to see a different side of Chris that you really, it's kind of going to be more intimate. You're going to get to see a side of him that we didn't really know. We just knew the funny guy.
Yeah. I checked out the book that Heavy recommended and they talk a lot about this stuff, but it's going to be interesting to see the interviews and really bring kind of the book to life. So it's going to be good. Yeah. You mentioned the fame and how it affects people. We see a lot of actors, comedic actors, who the fame really affected. One, right, you know, not to death, but Dave Chappelle, you could see he kind of caved under the pressure of it. And Farley used, you know, food, drugs, alcohol, or whatever to kind of subdue his demons too. So some people excel, some people don't. But yeah, he died way too soon. I'm really happy to see they're going to celebrate his life in this documentary. All right, Carnage, what do you got for us this week?
All right, so basically they're talking about how Spider-Man will fit into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's coming from the Marvel president. The article says it's a testament to the popularity of Spider-Man that we still can't stop talking about him. After one film trilogy and a near instantaneous reboot into two more, we're still wondering what's going to happen when we see him next. In his third iteration in a decade, all signs point to Spider-Man version 3.0 being very different than the first two. However, and the man behind the Marvel Cinematic Universe has some specific detail about how Spidey will fit in. President of Marvel Studios Kevin Feige spoke to Zap2It about the future of the Spider-Man character and how the Marvel film version would differ from what we've seen before. While we've already had some information, like the fact that we won't see an origin story for the Wild Crawler, but now Spidey is going to enter the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and according to Feige, this new universe is going to affect the Wild Crawler differently. He's quoted saying, "The biggest thing is that it takes place in this universe. It's the first time that you'll be able to see Spider-Man like he was in the comics as a very different type of hero when compared to other heroes in the universe."
So I'm really excited for this. The last thing they needed was another origin story. So I think Kevin Feige gets it. We don't need that. They're casting a younger Spider-Man, an actual teenager. I believe Heavy said that last week. They're actually going to cast a teenager for this role. And the fact that they're going to look, he's going to look kind of up to the other characters, more like it is in the comic books. And it's also going to be in the whole Civil War universe, which I'm very excited about. Let's get your thoughts on this, man.
First off, I just want to say I'm very intrigued with what they're going to do with this Spider-Man, especially because of the fact of the end game of the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now, as far as we know it, is ultimately the Infinity Gauntlet. And when it comes to the Infinity Gauntlet, I don't know if a lot of you have read that comic book series or not, but a lot of the heroes come together and a lot of the villains come together to fight for basically possession of this gauntlet, which holds a lot of power, infinite power, I guess you could say. The thing I like, too, is basically they're saying that he's going to be conflicted, like he's going to deal with the heroes and he's basically going to have to decide whether or not he wants to be a hero or if it's not for him. I know they've said so. I'm hoping it pans out. I've seen the kid in The Impossible. He seems like a good actor. Depending on who they pick as a villain is kind of going to determine how I feel about it.
Well, I guess we can transition into that, where they're saying that they didn't want to bring up previous villains. The only one I would really like to see is Vulture. We haven't seen him. But the other guys, I don't know of that much because I was brought up on kind of like the 60s cartoon. And I'm not huge into the comics. So the ones that were mentioned in the other article, I would prefer, I mean, I'm probably in the minority here. I would prefer to see a reboot of existing known villains and maybe get Vulture in there, perhaps Sinister Six, instead of kind of villains that I'm not familiar with and I think non-comic book readers would be familiar with. What do you think about that?
I can say one person in particular I hope they put into this film, and I've talked about it with a couple buddies who are into the comics, is none other than Carnage himself. And the reason I say that is because...
Is because your name is,
though. No, partially. No, really and truly, though, he was a part of the Infinity Gauntlet series. He was there. And I think you can... They don't want to go back using Venom or anybody they've used prior.
Please, God, no fucking Jamie Foxx, Electro.
That's what...
They ruined that. They fucking ruined Electro, man.
And that's what I'm saying. If they cast somebody who is totally not what you see in a character, I understand with, you know, being people trying to be politically correct nowadays, and you kind of try and, hey, let's put a black guy in the role or a Chinese guy.
You know what? For me, it wasn't even about the fact that he's African-American. I wanted that green and yellow fucking suit. I was just hung up on that, and he was some kind of blue bullshit, and that the fucking blue balls pissed me off.
Yeah, I think, if they do this right and they bring it together, man, I think we're in for something. It's just a matter of who's going to take the reins when it pertains to building this story.
I actually bought the Civil War comic, so I pre-ordered it, not the comic, but the trade, which is, I believe, is 5 or 6 comics or whatever. So everybody's been talking about Civil War. I know Devil Vamp fucking just kept on like jerking it off. So I had to read this and fucking get into it because I'm really excited. All right, no movie review this week. Let's get right into the box office. Break it down. Andre's going to be happy. Jurassic Park again dominates, wins this weekend's box office for a third weekend in a row. with a weekend gross of $54.3 million, a drop of 48%, which is really healthy for a big budget blockbuster. It now has a total domestic gross of $500 million. Inside Out came in second, very close, with $52 million, 42% drop, which is normal for animated features. Total domestic of $185. Ted 2, very disappointing opening, I'm sure, for the studio. $33.5 million, which is way lower than what a lot of us predicted. We'll get into the financial predictions a bit later during the draft. But heavy set, man. I can't imagine McFarlane in the studio was expecting this. My opinion, primarily because of a lot of stiff competition, Jurassic Park still doing very well.
Yeah, I've noticed in summer months what studios try to do when they come out with big blockbuster movies or something. They try to space it like 2 weeks apart. Because you know if you're going to hit that next week right after, you're probably running into some of that traffic that either is going to go see it again the next weekend or that they waited till the next weekend to go see it. It's by the third weekend when there's kind of enough drop-off to where you can, depending on your movie title, you can make a big explosion. I think no one expected Jurassic Park to be this big, and that's what's going to hurt Ted 2. But hopefully, I wouldn't be surprised if Ted 2 either does better in the next couple weeks. Not maybe like maintaining 30. That would be good every week. But I think Ted 2 could be a thing that just does better on the home market.
You know, you might be right with the longevity. Maybe everybody was watching Jurassic World this week or Inside Out. But you know, people still might have Ted 2 on the radar. So we'll really tell next week. We're seeing around 50-60% drop, then yeah, it's over. But, you know, if you're on 30 or so, they could scratch out maybe 100 domestic. But even then, I think this thing probably costs them around 75-80. So hopefully it does well on the foreign market. Max, which is one of my movies, debuted with $12.1 million. Spy came in fifth place with $7.9 million. Total domestic of 88. San Andreas continues to make money, $5.4 million this week. Total domestic gross of $141 million. Dope came in seventh place with 2.7, a drop of 54%. Total domestic of $11 million. Still about 30 shy of Heavy's prediction. First week, Insidious Chapter 3. Insidious Chapter 3, $2 million total domestic of $49 million. Mad Max, $1.7 million. And number 10, Avengers continues to make money, albeit a bit of a drop there, 40%, $1.6 million, total domestic gross of $452 million. Coming out this week, got a couple big ones. Your definition of big ones might be a little different from mine. I know Will is extremely excited to see this one.
He's
Mad Matt. What's that?
I was going to say, he's waiting in line right now. That's why he's not on the call.
From what I've been told, he's been waiting in line since Monday to see this. this is Magic Mike XXL.
I got a little treat for y'all tonight. We're going to see if he's still got some magic in that mic.
Tomorrow, start the pilgrimage to Myrtle Beach for the convention.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, man.
I mean, if this really is our last ride, what if we make up some new routine?
This game is evolve or die.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to be worshipped? Exalted.
What are we?
We're like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Oh yeah.
It's not bro time, it's show time. Are you guys ready?
I mean, I'll say this very quickly. I think it's disgusting that they use males to be like smut. You'd think in 2015 that we wouldn't be treated as sexual objects. It's really depressing to see that the female race thinks of us only for our physical abilities and not for our minds and for our intellect and for what we're able to do. So I think this is absolutely disgusting. Any female who watches this makes me sick, and I can't believe they would treat men like pieces of meat. Also starring Kevin Nash, Heavyset, your name.
Okay. understand what I mean by when I say this. It'll never happen though, but I actually want to see these movies just because I want to see what Nash and Gabriel Iglesias do, because I'm a big fan of Gabriel Iglesias. Because it's just like, I'm never going to watch this in the world, like, ever. But what the fuck do you two do in this fucking movie? That's all I want to know.
I can perhaps assume what they're doing, taking off their shirt and fucking just chicks.
But Gabriel Iglesias is a bigger dude. I mean, granted, he's lost a lot of weight from DDP yoga. He ain't lost that much. If you take it, like, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure Kevin Nash is supposed to be a male stripper. Because I think I've seen a movie poster for it, and he's, like, shirtless, wearing kind of, like, black pants. I'm just like, okay, great, yeah. Whatever. But, yeah, that's pretty much
it. Some chicks are into Fluffy, I guess. I don't know.
First of all, what the fuck is up with Kevin Nash's hair?
You got to ask him, man. I don't know what's going on.
And this is a nay for me. I'm just, but I want to know what they do in the fucking movie.
So, Carnage. Yay or nay?
The truth or lie?
Hey, man, whatever you want to do, man.
More than likely, I'll probably end up seeing it because of my wife. I watched the first one with her, not by choice. I think I fell asleep.
You better get something for it.
Oh, I definitely get something for it. I mean, plus she puts up, honestly and truly, man, I'll be honest, she watches pretty much whatever I want. I pretty much rule the TV, so I got to sacrifice when these Channing Tatum movies come out, so... She's a big fan of him. I did hear, I don't know if y'all get the Howard Stern Show in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get serious. Yeah.
Channing was on the show, and he did mention something about, I don't know if anybody knows who his wife is. She's an actress as well. I think she was in that Step Up movie with him.
Step Up, yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently at one of these award shows recently, they encountered the chick that plays Khaleesi, also in Terminator.
Okay.
And apparently a three-way was discussed among these three.
Holy shit.
But he did not confirm or deny whether that three-way happened.
Fucking cock tease, eh?
That fucking bastard. So I might go see this movie just to support that three-way.
Will had texted me saying he's in line currently for the Friday showing. Or it might be actually a Thursday or something like that. Special screening.
I thought it was coming out on the 1st.
It's possible. It's actually, yeah, you know what? You might be right on that one.
That's why he's not here. He's in line.
He's literally in line. Yeah. We were trying to get him on, but apparently the cell phone signal isn't too good in the theater.
He probably went to see it in 3D thinking he was going to get a mushroom stamp, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, you guys just legalized it, so power to him, man. Power to him.
Wait a minute. All right. It's been legal in your country for like 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And you forgot a cock talk in there.
And
fuck, I forgot it.
And even though I'm not going to go see this movie, I think everybody out there should go see this movie. See it 20 times if you have to.
Yeah.
Get every inch of Tannin that you want.
Cock talk.
Respect the cock.
There you go. Take that as much as you will. Okay, as much as you want.
Take that, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, you could take that, Shia LaBeouf. All right, apart from that, we've actually got something that I probably would check out. This is Terminator 5, or Terminator Genesis.
I look at each of you, and I see the marks of this long and terrible war. If we die tonight... Mankind dies with us.
The machine sent a Terminator back to the time before the war to kill my mother, Sarah Connor.
Sir, let me save her.
What you're doing right now, this is the end of the war. I'd love to change the world.
Me going back to her, she was scared and weak.
Take care of her for me, Kyle.
Come with me if you want to live. Now, soldier!
John sent me here to save you.
From the Terminator that was sent back to kill me, I know, but we already took care of him.
We?
I've been waiting for you.
The time John sent you to, it no longer exists. Everything's changed. We can stop Judgment Day from happening.
Gwen! Where is he?
I'll be back.
What?
Yes, 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 yes. Done. Take my fucking money. Emilia Clarke looks like a great Sarah Connor. Fucking Arnold's back in the fucking franchise. Looks like a bit of a clusterfuck story-wise, but I'm going to stay optimistic. You know, listen, Christian Bale's my favorite actor of all time, but even he couldn't save the last fucking Terminator, so it looks like they're doing it right this time. I'm fucking opening day. Take my money. Done. Heavy set.
Not my kind of movie.
Eat a dick, fucking American scum.
No, I'll be seeing this. I want to sit down and rewatch all the other movies. I don't think I've ever seen T3.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
I know.
Watch the first two.
Yeah, I know. I've seen T1 and 2. It's been a while for those. I seen the last one. I know, granted, it doesn't count anymore. I seen that when it came out in theaters. Actually, that made me more like pumped for all these other movies coming out that you figured Christian Bale was going to be in, but then they pulled a Spider-Man. We're like, nah, we changed our mind.
Yeah, listen, I love Bale, but it wasn't right without Arnold in it, man. I don't know. Carnage, yay or nay?
A fucking definite yay. It's going to be a good one, I think. I like the fact that Arnold's back. I don't know if you've seen all the trailers. I know that.
I've seen a lot of them.
So you know that the T-1000 isn't the only villain, correct?
Yeah.
That part really psyched me up, too. I'm glad they didn't get Bale for that role. I don't think I could have seen him doing that. The guy that they got to play John Connor this time, he just has that look, even as a bad guy. So I was a fan of all of them, man. I mean, I'm not saying that they were all good, but I'm just the type, you know what? If I've watched the first couple, I'm going to watch the rest, and I'm going to be unbiased about it and take it as it is. And it's a good story for the most part. I hope they end it. Hopefully they can finally stop Judgment Day. I think that'd be cool to just finally end it with Arnold while he's alive.
What do you think of Emilia Clarke as Sarah Connor?
What don't I think about Emilia Clarke?
Yeah.
She got me about standing up at full attention right now.
She's got you XXL Magic Mike level, man.
Oh, man. And as a Sarah Connor, I think she could pull it off. The thing is, she's just great in everything she does right now. Like Game of Thrones, her being in that really brought her up. Plus, you see a lot of sides of her, all sides of her. And she's naturally brunette. Yeah, she's a badass. I think she's going to kill it.
Yeah. Let's see what's out on DVD this week.
DVD release.
Speaking of Magic Mike, Get Hard is out this week, Abby. This is actually good. I saw Get Hard in the theaters. It was really good. It's not, Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell's best movie.
Think of the movie starring John C. Reilly that was kind of a mock of all the biopic movies. The Dewey Cox story, Walk Hard.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's not bad. It's definitely a download.
It's a good movie. I watched it.
Yeah. Gunman is out, and I've heard some pretty good stuff. Carp actually thought it was pretty good. This is the Sean Penn version of Taken, pretty much, but from what I'm told, it's pretty graphic, pretty good. So I'm probably going to check out that download, and that's it for the DVDs. So if you want comedy, go and get yourself hard. And then go shoot some guns with the gunman.
Or marry a dude.
Or marry a dude. Whatever you want. Absolutely.
America.
All right. America. Before we get into feedback, actually Carnage was mentioning a pretty cool trailer because we had Will Ferrell on topic. And what's the name of it again?
I believe it is called Daddy's Home. And it has Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell.
And I love the two when they went in Other Guys. That's like one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies. So just as a little bonus, we're going to play the trailer and get our thoughts.
I've always wanted to be a dad.
And let me tell you, I love it.
Did you do another drawing of our family?
Uh-huh. That's me, Dylan, and Mommy. And over here, far away, is you.
I love how you drew my hair.
That's poop.
Well, it's well drawn.
Okay, I'm their stepdad. The way I see it, anyone can be a father. But not everyone has the patience or the devotion to be a...
Talk to you.
Hello, Dusty. Super to make your acquaintance. I'm not going to give you my social security number. Cholesterol, 180. Credit score, 758.
Very proud of that.
Yeah, I guess I could pick you up.
I mean, kids, at the end of the day, they know who's been around and who... Holy...
I'm an outlaw.
I do like to say I'm the mejor que tú en todo.
Well, you're kind to say that. Thank you. The king received word that his dominion was being ruled over by some curly-headed step-king with good credit.
Oh, no.
Sounds like your dad's spinning quite a yarn.
Oh, actually, it's getting late.
Aww.
Good night, my little magical cherubs.
Eskimo kisses.
Who wants good night tickles?
Good night back scratches. Oh,
hey, who wants 20 bucks?
Hey!
What?
Hey, kids. There's someone here now that I hope you guys can learn to love. I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, but you're not a dog, Brad.
Why is he looking at me like that?
So what do we got going on over here, man?
It's a treehouse. We've only been at it for about 2 months.
Dad, Dad, give us a treehouse for you!
Hey, B-Man! I hope it's up to code.
Oh, no, watch out, B-Man!
A bunny!
It's a pony, Dusty!
Not bad.
Take her out, see what she can do.
Remember, one down, four up.
Everyone knows, one down, four up.
One down!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God!
I'll just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt!
Brad, just stay still, I'll get you.
No, please just go and get a shirt on.
One lucky fan is gonna get a chance to shoot from half court.
This one's for Dylan and Megan and Sarah and Dylan. There's nothing but net.
Oh, fuck. This looks great. Done. Take my fucking money. I love these two together. They're great.
It's going to be something else, man. That fucking trailer had me cracking the fuck up.
My only concern is they put comedies, they always put too many jokes in the trailer. I hope they save some, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure there's some things that we didn't see. I think a lot of the time they do that, and I think you get all of the great shit when you get the unrated copy.
True. The one thing with like McFarlane stuff, I know... that's why I wanted to see Ted 2 for this week to review it, because he usually keeps a lot of the good stuff out of the trailers, and he keeps the trailer kind of PG-ish, and then all kinds of, like, the curse and then the funny shit are actually in the movie. So I'm thinking the same thing with this. I hope we haven't seen the best out of that movie, because I'm really looking forward to it. All right, let's get into the draft week number 10.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Andre is still in the lead. Jurassic Park, he's blowing away now. He's passing us by in the lead with $647 million. Karp in second place, $499 million. I'm in third with $449. Kebo Trek in fourth with $236. Heavy Set in fifth place. Still a lot of movie to go. $192 million if we're considering Mop into this. Playing the home game, he would actually be in the lead with $711 million. I'm usually a fan of getting good value for movies. And so I like usually if the movies do well in terms of value, I like to point that out. Heavy Set, Pitch Perfect 2, $18 million value per dollar spent. I'm second place. San Andreas earned $11 million per dollar spent. And Andres, and this is going to continue to go up, Jurassic World now has earned $11 million for every dollar he spent. He spent around $45 on Jurassic World. That's going to be by far the best investment. Nobody saw that coming. All right, two movies coming out this week, July 1st, Magic Mike XXL and Terminator Genesis. But before that, we're going to go back in time. Going to access our Red Book and actually see what we predicted for this week. Fortunately, I can't play the clip of the Red Book, but to sum it up, for Ted 2, I believe I came in with $75 million. Carnage came in with $72 million. Heavy was like $69 million. So, yeah, it kind of blew us all away in terms of what we thought it was going to be at. And normally, too, your sequel is going to do a lot better in your opening. And the opening did around 55-60. So everybody thought it was going to be a lot higher. But like we said before, it's probably pretty much the Jurassic Park and a very stiff competition. And hopefully, you know, people will actually go see this next week and it won't have that big of a drop off. People won't forget it. The other one was Max. I believe I came in a little high with around 24. I was a little too optimistic, but it opened around Kev's prediction of, I think he said 10 or 11. Carnage wasn't too far off. He was 18. I forget what Heavy was at for Max. You remember?
No, I might have said 10.
Yeah, you might have been close too with the 10. Yeah, I think you and Kev were close on that one. Anyways, I'll get the audio issues fixed for next week so we can play our Red Books. But for Magic Mike XXL, Heavy Set, you paid $20 for this movie. So I know you're expecting some really big, hard results from this. Let's get your prediction.
I'm expecting some results, but what fucked me too is they moved it back like 2 weeks or a week.
In the heart of fucking everything else.
Yeah, they moved it back. I think it was supposed to go the week after Jurassic Park.
And you figure, you know, they do have a very specific demographic they're going after, which is horny females and gay guys.
Yeah.
So how many gay guys and horny females are going to watch in, you know, Inside Out and Jurassic Park?
Well, Inside Out, Jurassic Park, and Terminator. And you realize there it's when it comes to this weekend and it's date night for couples, it's either her pick or his pick.
And it's going to be her pick in this
case.
Yeah,
depending. It might be like, well, we've seen Jurassic Park a couple weeks ago. I want to see Magic Mike. That or what you get, too, is not just a date night, the girls' nights out, where it's all, we're going to get all these girls because we know our boyfriends don't want to go see it, so we're going to go see it together. But with how movies have been doing lately, I'm like, I want to say 50, but I want to say that's too high. I'm going to go 45.
I'm going to come in a bit lower because of the competition. I'm going to say it makes $25 million. Carnage.
You son of a bitch, Heavy. That's the route I was going to go. I'm going to say this. We're going domestically here. And domestically, they just legalized gay marriage. So there's going to be a lot of cock bachelor parties and shit. Then you got to think the female. You got to think the female level. I think because it's coming out the same week as Terminator, I'm going to think that Magic Mike's going to do a little more than Terminator. For some odd reason, I'm feeling that way because, like you said, it's the girl's pick. Look at all the movies that have been coming up. Man, fucking Heavy, you took mine. I'm going to say $38
million. Our last one this week.
Hold on. There's a brand of jokes that I heard someone say a long time ago. It's like, is it gay? And then you give sort of a scenario, and it's like, is that gay? Is it gay to go watch Magic Mike while eating nuts?
Cock.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are you sucking the nuts off or what? Like,
hey, some people like to lick it before they eat it. I don't know.
There you go. And on that note, let's switch over to Terminator. I'm going to start. I'm going to say 45. Heavy Set.
I'm going to say 50.
Carnage.
What'd you say again? 45?
45, yeah. A lot of stiff competition this week.
Ted's going to pick up Terminator. You know what? Fuck it.
Jurassic Park, it's all kinds.
I'm going to undercut it lower than Magic Mike. I'm going to say it does less. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say $33
million. Wow.
One thing too, that this is for at least the States, this is a holiday weekend. For some people, depending on
that's a good point, yeah.
For what your work schedule is, some people, granted, 4th of July is a Saturday, but a lot of places observe Monday. I mean, not Monday, but observe Friday. So some people
I'm off Friday.
Some people are going to have a three-day weekend. This could be a very good weekend for some. I mean, that could be why they moved Magic Mike. They're like,
I think they moved it. Keep in mind, Canada Day is on Wednesday.
Well, no one cares about Canada Day.
Yeah, there you go.
What the fuck is Canada Day?
I have no idea. we eat tin bits, fuck.
Is that the equivalent of like Arnold Schwarzenegger Day down here or something?
Yeah, we eat tin bits of roast a moose.
Where's Pierre at? Where's Pierre at?
Pierre's pissed, man. All right, let's find out if our predictions were correct next week. Get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
All one aside tweets, Jurassic World, so good. Just saw it. Maybe jump out of my seat a couple of times. Hashtag OSATM. Yeah, there were a couple of kind of jump scares for that. I really enjoyed the updated digital effects, of course. All kinds of fucking dinosaurs going on. Don't want to spoil anything, but a lot of good dinosaur action. And I'll leave it at that. Those who have seen it will know what I'm talking about. But yeah, if you're definitely a fan of the first one, check it out. Double A Andy Anderson. It's crazy how the gay rights and TED 2 happened on the same day. Hashtag OSATM. Okay. TED is a better movie, but had to think TED 2 is funnier. Hashtag OSATM. I love all the geek stuff / Comic-Con references. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think Seth MacFarlane understands his demographic, who's going to come see it. And normally, he's very successful financially when his real face isn't on screen. He's playing a character. I'm just really sad to see that it didn't do very well. Hopefully, it slowly progresses up instead of, making that box office first week.
I was going to say, I think this movie might have done better in August, because it always seems like the summer movie months are, they're packed from May to July. And then August is, when everybody's getting ready to go back to school. There's county fairs all around the United States. So, they could have stuck out a lot better if they would have stuck with August. It's like, it'll still be a summer blockbuster movie. But I think the biggest movie that I can think of off the top of my head that's coming out in those months is Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man might have done the smart idea to go
with those Ant-Man's months. Fucked. Ant-Man is fucked. I'm going back on going back. Ant-Man is fucked. There's too much competition. Ant-Man's going to make nothing. It's going to fucking die. It's making nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Make me eat my words. Double Van's going to piss on my predictions grave when that.
Ant-Man ain't making nothing.
The scene where one car explodes and the trailer, that maybe means in the trailer, is not in the movie. I get what he means. The scene where one car explodes in the trailer is not in the movie. I thought that was weird. Hashtag OSATM, hashtag TED 2. That is kind of weird. You'd figure a scene like that wouldn't get cut, especially if it's, you're spending money blowing it up. That is kind of weird. And the vigilante, hashtag OSATM, at oldmovies.net. Trying to pronounce Kingston up in Thames, LOL, priceless. Okay, before I get schooled again, I'm going to put this in the...
Kingston upon Thames. Kingston upon Thames.
Okay, apparently, according to a British vocal fucking... it's apparently Kingston upon Thames. And I'm probably botching that again, and Devil and Ant's like, you're a fucking retard. So if you can just send me an MP3 of how I'm supposed to pronounce the fucking thing, instead of Kingston upon Thames, please correct me, you fucking British assholes. Double A, I just finished rewatching 3,000 Miles to Graceland. I still like it. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Kind of oldie, but a goodie. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I have. That's the one where they dress up, they're Elvis impersonators, and they rob a casino.
Oh, and Nick Cage.
No, not Nick Cage. That's Leaving Las Vegas. Or no, that's something else. It's Kevin Costner, Kurt Russell, and who is the other one? I think it's a black guy plays the other one, or it might be four.
Danny Glover or...
No. It's like, what was he in? He's bald. He's got a real rough voice. God, what the fuck was he in?
Sam Jackson?
No. He's a young.
He's in everything. Sam Jackson.
He's a
everything.
Younger guy, but what was he in, man?
Forrest Whitaker?
I'm gonna IMDb it right now. I think he was in Tales from the Dark Side. Actually, the older the movie Tales from the Dark Side. Okay. I believe he was in that. Okay, so Kurt Russell, Kevin Costner, Courtney Cox, Christian Slater, Kevin Pollak, David Arquette, John Lovitz.
Oh, that's a fucking massive cast.
Bokeem Woodbine is the guy's name.
I'll take your word for it.
Ice-T. Dude, you need to check it out. It's a
Ice-T's in
Ice-T, Thomas Hayden Church.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, dude. It was honestly, in its time, it was a good movie. I'm not saying it was a classic fucking badass movie, but it's a good movie. You'll like it. Check it out.
Could have used some Nick Cage. Double A Andy Anderson. I rewatched Ernest Goes to Camp. I still like it. I don't know what that says about you, Double A. I haven't seen an Ernest movie since it was like 8.
Ear. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's a retrospect we need to do. I'm just kidding.
An Ernest retrospect, all fucking 9 Ernest movies.
Hey, to be honest, man, Ernest Goes to Camp was a good movie, though. Like, for its time, that was a fucking good movie.
Fucking Ernest. AA. I loved the musical dance number at the beginning of Ted 2. Best beginnings to a movie since Austin Powers. And get over it. Hashtag OSATM. We know McFarlane from Family Guy loves the fucking musicals. Actually, speaking of musicals, Karp kind of disagrees with you because he tweets at allmovies.net. Ted 2 is pretty funny. Too many musical numbers this time. If you like McFarlane comedy, you'll like this 7 out of 10. So we got to have a little debate between AA and Karp. Too many musicals, good amount of musicals, not enough musicals. I'm definitely going to check out Ted 2. I fucking love McFarlane. All right. Plugs and final thoughts. Heavy set.
Well, of course, you can hear me on everybody's podcast nowadays because, I mean, I'm on this show every
literally week. Every fucking show ever released.
DSJMP WrestleCast on there every week. And this week, I suggest everybody to check out, by the time this gets posted, it should be up or getting ready to get posted. And that is, I will be stepping in as the first solo host not named Dan or Mark on the AllWrestling.com Week in Review. So that's going to be
the first, yeah, it's going to be the first non-Dan hosting of the show since 2009.
Yeah, so solo too, because I've co-hosted through, like, we've recorded on BTR and Transfer Over, but no, this is going to be 100% me playing people's calls. I don't know how I'm going to come off, whether I'm going to have to put on my smile, tell everybody how great they are, or just say flat out, that sucked, and how much of an idiot particular callers are. So it's going
you're
to gonna be
make
fun
all
to
the,
to be honest.
You're going to make all the listeners cry and fucking you're going
to
lose half of them.
To be honest, I think you should be heavy set. And my thing on that is Dan's always said he doesn't really like to go heel on the calls, but that's who you are, Heavy. As a matter of fact, you might as well just fucking hashtag WYR heel right at the beginning just to fucking make everybody know this is not
a completely shit on all of the calls.
Yeah, even Mounties and mine. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah, just try rip me a new one, man.
We'll see how. I mean, I'll always put out my blunt, honest prediction or thoughts on a call. If something's stupid, I will be like, "That was stupid." There's a file out there that I actually sent Dan a test of. I took 4 calls from last week's competition and talked about them. And there was one call in particular that I used for example, and I completely shit on it. So if I would get calls like that, yes, I will completely shit on them.
I'm looking forward to it, man. And that's going to be found at allwrestling.com. Week in Review. You follow them on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. But allwrestling.com, you go to their download page, and it's like one of the biggest independent wrestling podcasts out there, man.
It should be up on – I'm planning on recording Wednesday night. It should be up Thursday morning, and it all depends on when this show gets posted. It's either be about to get posted or it's going to be posted. We'll see.
I'm probably going to retweet it there too. So if you follow me on Twitter, just check out the feed if you want the quick fix. Carnage, plugs.
You can follow me on Twitter at Carnage0228. Also, I will mention for Carp, StableWars.com. I signed
looking
up.
Looking for new members?
Yeah, looking for new members. I signed
awesome,
up myself.
You signed up,
yeah,
man.
I participated in the Play Per View where you make picks on who's going to win the pay-per-view. You can also pick stables as far as like WWE, and you pick a group of wrestlers. You have so many points to spend. That was tricky as shit because the wrestlers I wanted, I couldn't get all of them. So I had to make some weird picks there. But other than that, man, you can listen to me here now. I've been here for 4 days. So 4 shows.
Yeah, he's the backup to Heavy Set's streak. So it would be 5 episodes in a row.
Heavy ain't losing that fucking thing.
No, he pretty much would have to get struck by lightning, and he'd still fucking call in.
Yeah, we had one call where I was busy during the show, and I didn't speak up until we did the plugs and final thoughts. So that's been like my close call.
We almost missed him, yeah.
Yeah. And technically, it would have been a lot longer. I forget when I first popped in the show, but I missed 2 weeks. And I missed episode 20. I think
it was
22 and 23. I came in
okay
a little bit because I went back and listened to 24, and you're like, okay. And we have Heavy Set back, and I remember I had missed a couple weeks, but I mean that's a fucking long time ago.
That's fucking 3 years ago, man. That's crazy. Keeping it strong, heavy set, the Iron Man. Actually, I got something to plug.
The Hail Mary of old school.
The fucking Hail Mary of old school to movies. I actually have something to plug this week. We recorded episode 2 of All Beer Inside. So if you're checking the feed pretty regularly, you probably have already seen it. But if you check just this feed, if you go to trendingtopicsnetwork.com, myself, Carp, C-Money, and Kebo Trek drank a bunch of beers and talked a bunch of shit, and it was a lot of fucking fun. It was in live in studio, a.k.a. my kitchen. But it was a fucking blast. So it lasted over 2 hours, too. We talked about fucking moose riding, fucking Mary Fuck Kill. We played the Google Family Feud, just completely destroyed each other verbally. Even C-Money brings up the whole daiquiri story. So if you want to get his point of view on what happened 20 years ago, you can find out as well. All Beer Inside Episode 2 on TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. So for Heavy Set, Carnage, this is Old School, the Lone Canadian. Thank you very much for listening.
From the Academy Award-winning director Steven Soderbergh, Soderberger, comes a movie that proves once and for all, when you look like Channing Tatum, women will literally pay you to hump their faces. Magic Mike. Meet Magic Mike. He may not be a wizard, but he is a hot dude with all the right moves, who struggles to overcome social stigmas about his job and can't seem to raise enough money to start his dream business, no matter how hard he tries. But that's okay, because he's grinding on stage next to the Kid, a fresh-faced teen with a rockin' body and a drug problem that sends him into a downward spiral, alienating his best friend, his sister, and landing him in serious trouble with a violent drug cartel. But check out Tarzan, the beefy slab of man-meat, too. Accidentally roofies himself? Jeez Louise. And as always, there's Dallas, the maestro of man-ass. This old cowboy can still cut a mean rug. Then cheat his longtime business partner out of money, abandoning him as soon as it's convenient for his own selfish interests. But check out those abs. Woohoo! Ride along on a thong to riches journey based on the actual career of a young Channing Tatum that puts guys in the uncomfortable position of wanting to trade lives with a stripper and puts girls in the uncomfortable position of wanting a man who can barely finish a sentence.
Think of that isn't fucking... Am I Magic Mike right now talking to you?
If you love strippers but wish you could see all the mundane details of their daily lives, prepare to watch a lot of that, you weirdo, with 2 unsexy hours full of thong purchasing, crumpled bill straightening, loan applying.
Okay, we seem to have a credit issue.
Furniture evaluating.
Is this one of those retro, like, Wakefield, or is this a Russell Wright?
Bookkeeping and talking about the stock market.
I'm gonna teach him about the stock market. Get him into some Ameritrade and shit like that.
I don't know why more people don't do that. You know, just from an investment standpoint.
Get swept away by the film's fantasy romance that would have you believe Mike would ditch a life of casual threesomes with Olivia Munn to pursue a sourpuss who can't laugh like a human being. Giving hope to women everywhere that if she could land Channing Tatum, so could I. I mean, so could you.
Come on.
So get ready for what's either a really dumb version of Boogie Nights or a really smart version of Showgirls that was way less fun than advertised. But there's no way we're gonna fall for that again. Right, ladies? Okay, that looks pretty damn hot.
Woo!
Shut up and take my money. Starring abs, butts, pecs, lats, biceps, and beams. Finally, 21 Hump Street. Oh, come on! There's no big stripping finale? I was waiting for one big hot dance-off at the end. Make perfect sense with the story, right? I'm not gay. Just admire the technique and the athleticism, you know, and the human form and stuff. It's art and stuff. You know, not there's anything wrong with being gay. I mean, one of my uncles is gay. It's cool. Love wins.